This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The federal government this morning announced next year's cost of living increase for Social Security. It'll be about $5 extra a month on average. That bump is just 0.3%. Note that we also learned this morning that the Consumer Price Index rose 0.3% just last month. Marketplace's Adam Allington is following this. What do these tiny increases mean for seniors?
So it's not good news. I mean, we'd all like our salaries to go up, right? But it's not necessarily bad news either. In a nutshell, inflation's been low, historically low, in fact. Consumer prices have not gone up by much. And here we're talking about things like the cost of food, clothing, the price of gas we pay at the pump. So when costs aren't increasing, in theory, that should mean our purchasing power is remaining constant.
Now, Social Security benefits are modest to begin with. This year, the average recipient got something like $1,300 a month. Is that enough for people to get by on?
Well, Social Security goes out to about 66 million people. Of that, about 65% get more than half their income from Social Security. But Max Gulker, an economist at the American Institute for Economic Research, says the flat increases we've seen in recent years aren't necessarily hurting retirees.
On average, it's going to be neutral for people. However, that's just using an average price index. So depending on what you spend more or less money on, there could be winners and losers from that.
And the losers in this case, says Gulker, are people with things like high health care costs that aren't covered by Medicare. Also noteworthy is the fact that women account for 57% of all Social Security benefits, so COLA increases are going to affect them the most.
Hardly an increase at all. Marketplace's Adam Allington, thank you.
Thank you.